107.1 Juice FM, Stratford's Greatest Hits. Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudle. It is an absolute pleasure to check in once again with Anne Swerdfeger with Stratford Festival. Good morning, Anne.
Good morning, Jamie. How are you?
I am doing great. Anne, it's so wonderful to connect once again, because when we're talking about Stratford Festival with the 2022 season fast approaching, this is exciting.
I know. I can't believe we're full back on doing the thing that we do. It's absolutely amazing. It's been a while. It was exciting to do that outdoor season last year, but now here we are, going to be live and in person in all four theaters. We're thrilled.
Oh my gosh, we so look forward to it. But let's talk about early bird pricing, because time is running out on this.
Time is running out. The early bird discount ends on the 2nd, so prices can go up by as much as 25% after that. So look at the calendar in the next couple of days and make some decisions. I know my kids are coming, so I'm looking at Chicago for Easter. A lot of people might want to do that, like I am, and take advantage of the lower prices while you can.
So again, yes, early bird pricing wraps up April 2nd, so that's coming up this Saturday, and may increase by up to 25%, so you are not going to want to miss that. But there's been some great deals going on with Stratford Festival for some ticket pricing. And I'm going to ask you, for the upcoming season, what shows are you looking forward to? Obviously, Chicago, one of them.
Obviously, Chicago, yes, and I'm lucky enough that I work here, so I'm going to see a dress rehearsal because we'll be taking the photographs on the weekend, so I cannot wait to see everybody in costume. I did get a sneak peek without costumes, without lighting, and even with people just in their rehearsal garb, I was really blown away. I can't wait to see the real show. Richard III, of course, is also in rehearsals. That's Colin Fiore, and that's the show that opens the new Tom Patterson Theater. And I should mention that we are having a community event on May the 10th. We're having a ribbon cutting, so people can maybe put that in their calendars too. 10 a.m., might be 10:30, but we'll confirm that closer to the time. But we've all been looking so forward to opening that beautiful theater. We've been calling it the Sleeping Beauty, as we haven't been able to do very much in it since it's been ready. So that's a thrill to see Richard III. Death and the King's Horsemen, a bit later in the season. Nigerian classic. I haven't ever seen that, and I can't wait to. Oh my gosh, there are so many wonderful plays that I want to see.
And such a variety for this year. It's always a great variety, but boy, such a variety for this upcoming season.
Absolutely. And, you know, we have two plays that work together. We have two examples of that, actually, but the first two are Hamlet at the Festival Theater and Hamlet 911 over at the studio. And that Hamlet 911 is a new play by Amory MacDonald and Lisa Palmer. And Amory, of course, was the person who wrote Fall on Your Knees and had such enormous success with that novel. And it also is being turned into a play, and that's going to start soon in, I think, the National Arts Center is developing that. And so those are two plays to see in conjunction. And then we have All's Well That Ends Well, which is also at the Tom Patterson Theater, another wonderful example to see that you won't want to miss. And it works in concert with 1939, which is a new play by Jenny Lauzon and Caitlin Reardon, and it's about students in a residential school back in 1939 putting on a performance of All's Well That Ends Well for a royal visit. So I think it's going to be really interesting to see those two plays, and of course 1939 will resonate with all of the terrible issues that we have been facing as a country with residential schools. And then there's a wonderful family show, Little Women.
Yes, Little Women at the Avon Theater.
Yeah, I can't wait to see that, too. I don't have children to take to it that are of that age anymore, but my children still want to see it. So I think that's going to be appropriate for just about everybody. And I know my new daughter-in-law is really keen to see it, so I'm sure there are people out there who will want to make a family trip for that show as well.
So, Anne, opening night for the Stratford Festival season, opening night is?
June the 2nd.
Oh, my gosh.
It's not a Monday. Everything is different this year as we readjust. It's a Thursday, and then on the Friday, June the 3rd, we open Chicago, and on the Saturday, we open Richard the 3rd at the new Tom Patterson Theater.
Oh, it just sounds great to talk about this. We're so looking forward to this amazing season coming up with Stratford Festival. Again, early bird pricing wraps up this Saturday, April 2nd. StratfordFestival.ca is the website for all of the details. And Anne, we're going to have to chat again soon because, my goodness, this upcoming season with the forums is really, there's a lot going on this season.
Yes, and when I talk to you, hopefully next week around this time, I'm going to have some big news about that.
Okay. Lots to look forward to. Anne Swerdfeger with Stratford Festival. Get in on early bird pricing this week for sure. Anne, thanks so much.
So good to talk to you. Thank you.